In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Boy, that gospel was a mind-bender, wasn't it? And it should be a mind-bender, because it is part of the revelation of the mystery of the Trinity and the mystery of communion. You know, when we use the word communion, we oftentimes just use it to refer to the Holy Sacrament of the altar, as well we should, because that is how we have communion with God. Because God, himself, you know, when we receive Holy Communion, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ himself enters into us. We receive his very body and very blood, his humanity and divinity, and his own life. This is how it is able to be the food for everlasting life. That's why if the real presence of the Eucharist is not true, then it's not really worth anything, because it cannot do what the Church and what, in fact, our Lord says it does. It gives us life eternal. But it is. You know, we know that the Holy Eucharist is the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Lord. And when we receive Holy Communion, we are grafted, as we are into baptism, but even in a more profound way through Holy Communion, we are grafted into the life and the communion which exists between the Father and the Son. You know, that we could say God is big. He is so big, in fact, that we have trouble comprehending him, because God is infinite. And so how can God be three yet one? How, I don't know. But that he is, I do know, because he has revealed it to us. And we hear about that in today's gospel, that wonderful communion which exists between the Father and the Son. And how, if you really wish to know God the Father, the only way to know him is through the Son. He is the way, the truth, and the life. There are not additional paths to God. You know, God does not will, in a positive way, multiple religions. You know, he tolerates them, but he does not will them. Because Jesus is the fullness of the expression of God into the world. And it is only through Jesus that we can know God and receive his life. And so this is one of the reasons why the doctrine of the Trinity is not just theological hoo-ha. It's so important to us. Because without the doctrine of the Trinity, we could not know the Father or the Holy Spirit. And yet, because of the doctrine of the Trinity, not only do we know God, but we can be taken up into his own life. And that is the wonder of heaven. The wonder of heaven is not sitting around on clouds, strumming harps, or, you know, being perfectly happy. You know, being perfectly happy is great. But why are you perfectly happy? Because in heaven there is eternal communion with God, sharing in God's own life for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.